Okay, good morning, everybody. We are beginning the Gemara on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph after learning the Mishnah about our obligation to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miraculous events that have happened to Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, Minoha Nimili, where do we learn this din that we have to make a bracha on a miraculous event? So the Gemara says, Amar Yochanan Damar Kra. It says in Pasuk, by Yisro, after he heard about all the miraculous events that happened to Klal Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim, it says, Vayomer Yisro, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil, who has saved God from Mitzrayim, Med Paro. Now, we learn from here to make a bracha on a miracle. What's fascinating about Yisro, I once saw this, is that Yisro wasn't the first person to thank the Kaddish Baruch Hu for something. We know Leah did, we even know Adam Arishon did. The Chiddush of Yisro is that he's the first one to thank Hashem for a miracle that happened to Yenim. Normally, people say thank you Hashem for something that happened to them. Yisro is thanking Hashem for something that happened to somebody else. I saw that from the Ois Fafa Rebbe a long time ago. I don't know who he quoted, but it's a fascinating idea. Says the Gemara, Anisa de Rabbi Mivarchinon. Says the Gemara, good. We know that we make a bracha on a miraculous event that happened to somebody, to the Klal, and that's Yisro. Anisa de Yachid lo Mivarchinon. But on a miraculous event, on a miracle that happened to an individual, they wouldn't make a bracha. Ay, vahu gavra, but there's once a story, David Kozel, who's traveling, be'avr yamina, in a place called Avr Yamina, which is in the southern part of the, Nahar Pras. Nafalila Aryeh, and all of a sudden a lion came and wanted to bite him and actually destroy him. And a miraculous event happened, he was saved from there. Also the Kabbalah Ravi comes in Rava, Malay in Rava says, Kalemus Dematis Lahas. Every time you go there, you have to say Baruch Shasalines Bimakumazeh. Blessed is Hashem who has made a miracle for me in that particular place. And he was only a Yachid. Vayter, the Gemara asks, from another story, Marbury Darvina Havika Azul Bekafta de Aravas. He was in the valley of a place called Aravas, Utsacha Lamaya. And he was mamish so thirsty for water, and there was no Snapple machines around. It's Avid Lenisa. A miracle happened. Iverle Eina de Maya Vishasi. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, a spring of water came up and he drank from it. Another story. Visu One time he was in the marketplace of Mechuza, Unafel Aleha Gamla Pritza, and all of a sudden a wild camel came, and a miracle happened. Visparka Leyashisa, and all of a sudden a wolf, the house fell right next to him, and he was able to what? Alagabe, he was able to climb the wall in order to be saved from the camel. So kikimot el aravus. So when he came to aravus, baruch, he made a bracha. Baruch shasli neis, baruch v'slugam begamel. Praises to the one who made the miracle for me in aravus with the camel. And kikimot el aristika b'demechuzah. When he got to the place of the shuk of mechuzah, he says, baruch shasli neis begamel baravus. He made the same bracha about the gamel baravus. Because why? Because their miraculous events were different. They were related differently. But one time he was saved from the camel, and one time it was an idea of water. I don't know why he had to make a bracha about the camel when he was in the shuk of Mechuzah. That was the gamla pritza. That was the wild camel. Okay, but either way, the question is that he made a bracha in each and every place, even though these were not miracles for the community, but rather they were only individual miracles. So the Gemara answers, Amri, Anisa de Rabim Kuli Alma Mechayv Elavruche. If it was a miracle that happened to the public, everybody's obligated, meaning even me and you. If me and you today went to the place of Kriyas Yamsif, if we knew, we're obligated to make a bracha there. Anisa de Yochid Ihu Chayv Elavruche.
On the hike we went on this summer, they showed it.
And then you have to make a bracha.
Do we
it's a suffix. No, we don't know. But Anisa the Yachid Ihu Chayv Levruche. When it comes to an individual, only the individual is obligated to make a bracha. I did ask a shayla, L'didi Aveuvda, that I have a miraculous place. Whoever went to Lusk, Wyoming, and I was at the 23-mile mark on Highway 21, I would make a bracha. So I asked, I was one obligated to go there to make the bracha? And the answer to that is no. Nobody says that. If you look very carefully at the words, it says that, especially in the first story, it's very clear where it says, Kol emas dematis lahasam. Every time you go there, you're obligated to make a bracha. But it doesn't say you're obligated to go there in order to make a bracha. So I wonder how this plays out by all other Bircha Shevach Vodas. For example, this is Nisan, and there's a very strong idea that we go make a bracha on the Birkas, we make a bracha, Birkas Ilonos in Nisan. Is one obligated to go to make the bracha? Or is if you happen to see a tree that's blooming, you make a bracha? I don't know. You know.
I happen to see one blooming.
You happen to see one blooming. Terrific for you.
Mr.
Okay, Shkoyach, but do you have to go? Is that Bittul Torah? I'm asking.
What else were we doing?
So you're saying it's not Bittul Torah because really you're not learning. But for a guy who's stuck learning, does he have to stop learning to make the bracha on the Elon? Anyway, interesting Shaila. Interesting Shaila. I don't have an answer. I'm just here to raise. I'm sure there are people who talk about these things. But when it comes to the bracha on a miracle, you do not have to make that bracha. You do not have to go. And you're not obligated. Okay. Tadu Rabbanan. Our holy rabbis taught us. Now we're going to delineate areas in which we have to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the miracles that happen to the public. Haroe Ma'avras Hayam, the place where Klal Yisrael traversed the Yam Suf. Ume'avras Hayardin, the place where Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael with the Jordan River split. And then this other thing which we'll learn about shortly, Ma'avras Nachlei Arnon, this place of the Nachal, the Wadi of Arnon. We'll see about what that is shortly. Ve'avnei Algabish, and the place in which the kings of Moreh came. We'll see again, surely Be'moreh, where they came to rebel, Beis Choron, in the place of Beis Choron. We'll see what these things are in the Gemara. The Evan Shebikesh Lizrog Og Melech HaBashna Yisrael, or if you see the place where Og wanted to throw a stone onto Klai Yisrael, killing all of us. The Evan Sheyoshev Aleh Moshe B'Shah She'asi Yoshua Melchamed Bamalek, or if you see the stone in which Moshe Rabbeinu stood upon while Yoshua waged battle with Amalek, and Moshe, of course, had his hands raised. And when he had his hands raised, we were victorious. If he put them down, we were losers. The Ishto Shalot, if you see the place in which Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt, or V'chomas Yericho Shenivla Bimkom, if you saw the place in which the walls of Jericho were swallowed up whole, Al Kulan Sarach Shitein Hodav V'Shevach Lefnei Amakom. On all these places, one must give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now we're going to go through each and every one of these as to what they are. Okay? Now the walls of Jericho, there was once a teacher who looked at a kid and said, you know who knocked down the walls of Yericho? And the kid looked at the Rebbe and said, I don't know, but I know I didn't do it. So the kid calls the father. And the kid calls the father, and the kid calls, you know, I asked the kids, who walked down, knocked down the walls of Jericho? And your child said he didn't do it. And the father said, well, if my son says he didn't do it, then for sure he didn't do it. And the teacher went to the principal and said, listen, you got to hear the story. I asked the kid who broke down the walls of Jericho. He said, he didn't do it. So I called the father. And he said, the kid said, and the father said, listen, if my son said he didn't do it, he didn't do it. I don't know what to do. The principal says, well, if the kid says he didn't do it, and the father said he didn't do it, then here, just take a check and repair the walls of Jericho. Okay, right. Bishlama. Terrible joke? No, it's a classic. Bishlama, it makes sense. I think you have to spell it out that it's an Amma, or it's whatever. Anyway, but I didn't give the introduction. Bishlama me'avres hayam, the case of Kriyas Yamsuf, Tichsiv, Ayovo, B'nei Yisrael, B'soch hayam, B'yabasha, we traversed the sea on land. That Yamsuf was split. Me'avres hayardin, similarly, when it came to the Jordan River, Tichsiv, it says in Yoshua, the beginning of Yoshua. Even Yeshiva guys know this one, because it's like Mamish, the beginning of Tanakh, and everybody has a dream of finishing Tanakh, which pretty much dies by the sixth parak of Yoshua. But you learn at least the first three parakim of Yoshua. It says, Ve'emdu ha'kohanim dosi Aaron b'ris Hashem b'charava. They stood in the charava, which is the dry area, b'tzoch ha'yardeh, within the Jordan River, hechen v'kol Yisrael ovren b'charava, and all of Klal Yisrael traversed by the charava, rasher tamu akol agoy la'avor es yard, until the entire nation came and passed over the Jordan River. Okay, and then the stream continued. Ela me'avras nachle Arnon minalon, this sea of Arnon, this wadi of Arnon, what is this miracle that happened there? So it says, Dechsiv, it says in Bamidbar, Perech of Allah, Pasuk Yudalit, Al Kain Ye Amar B'Sefer Melchamas Hashem. Therefore it says in the book of Melchamas Hashem, Es Vahav B'Zufa. Right? There's these two of Es Vahav. What? Well, Es Vahav. Ves HaNechalim Arnun. So this, the Es Vahav, These two people, we'll see in a second, that they're actually names of two people. Ez Vahav Besufa, Ez Vahav were trailing, they were at the end. So what is this? So says the Gemara the following story. Tadu, it says in the Pasuk, Ez Vahav Besufa. Ez Vahav, they were in the back. And what does that mean? They were Shnei Mitzarayim Hayu. These guys, Ez and Vahav, those were the names of two people who had Saras. They were traveling in the back of the camp of Israel. But when Klal Yisrael was passing to traverse the Nachle Arnon, which was in the valley between two mountains, large mountains, okay, so Asu Amaroi came along the Amaroim, not the people who wrote our Gemaras, but the nation, the Amorites, of the Elohim Nekrusa, and they wanted to make for themselves, they made like these caves on the side of the mountains where this thing passed. Vitashu Behun, they hid there. Amri Ki Chalfi Yisrael Hachi Naklitunun. When Klal Yisrael passes, we are going to kill them. So they set up an ambush on Klal Yisrael, okay, to kill them. V'lo v'yadi. And, but the Amoraim, the Amorites, did not know. We switched over to Amud Beis. That the Aron have misage kamayod Yisrael. That the Aron HaKodesh was leading Klal Yisrael. And what did the Aron do? It had the super perils. V'havi v'machlehu turim mekamayod. It would flatten the mountains that were out in front. So given to us the Arun, when the Arun saw what was going on, it lowered the mountains on top of the Amorites who were hiding there. Okay? Idbekei turi bahadadeh hadadeh. And these mountains clung together, vikatlinan, and they killed all the Amorites who were hiding in the mountains. Wow. Unachas damayhu lenachle Arnon. And all their blood spilled into the valley, into the wadi of Arnon. Wow. So ki asu es vahev, when es vahev, these are the two lepers who were in the back, okay, and the mountains went, then what happened after es vahav passed? So they were the last guys, right? So what happened to the mountains? The mountains reemerged, so to speak. Chaz, what did they see after the mountains reemerged? Chazu damad de kanafik mibene tori. They saw all the blood of the Amorites who spilled into the Nachal, and there was a miraculous event. Asu v'amrulai, they came and told the Yisrael, then a miracle happened, because nobody else knew about it. It was the guys in the back. And what did Klal Yisrael do when they saw the blood of all the Amorites? V'amru shira, they sang songs. V'haynu d'chsiv, and that's what the end of the pasuk is. V'eshed ha'necholim, that the blood was spilling that into the stream. Okay? Asher nata, on the mountain that was by the place of this valley. L'sheves ar, to the side of the Moabite side, v'nishan l'gvul Moab, and it clung, and then they checked it out towards the boundaries of Moab. So we have this miraculous stories, which is only alluded to in the Chumash, but you need the Torah Shebaal Peh to elucidate and to enumerate this miracle that happened. Okay, the Gemara is going to continue telling us stories of miraculous events that happened to Klal Yisrael while they were traveling through the Midbar, which obligates us to say Shira. So we learned in a Brisa earlier that there was something called the Avnei Elgavish, the stones of Elgavish. So ask the Gemara, my Avnei Elgavish, what are these stones of Elgavish? I'm glad you asked. So the Gemara says, Tana, we learned in a Brisa, these Avnei Elgavish is really an acrostic. Avnei Elgavish stands for Avanim Sheamdu. These are stones that stood. That while they were traveling down in the airspace, they stopped. They stopped in mitten-dritten. Al-gav ish. Based on the schus of an individual, ish you could put in parentheses, because we're not talking about any ish, we're talking about the man. V'yardu al-gav ish. And they came down fully because of a man. So the Gemara is going to tell us what that means. Amdu al-gav ish, they stood because of a person. Zem Moshe, this refers to Moshe. Dechsiv, Vaish Moshe Anav Ma'od. Moshe was a very humble person. But again, underline the word. Which word? Vaish. Because the emphasis here is on the Ish. Okay? Uksiv, and after the Mitzrim were punished by the Makkah of Barad, and Paro promised to send Klal Yisrael, so Moshe left Paro, and he says, Vayichtalu akolos va'abardu matel onitach arza. It says that the Barad did not reach the ground. So you have this bird kind of hanging in space and did not land. The Gemara then tells us the continuation of the Braisa was that the stones actually yardu al gabe ish, came down because of a person. What is this referring to? Ze Yoshua. This is referring to Yoshua, who's also called an Ish. Where do we see that? Tichsiv. Because it says in Bamidbar Chavzayim, Pasuk Yudches, Kach l'chaz Yoshua ben Nun Ish, Asher Ruach Bo, the Mitek Yoshua, the man, who has literally the wind with him, but we're not talking about any wind, we're talking about Ruach HaKodesh, Uksiv, and it says there, Vayihi Banusa Mipnei Bnei Yisrael, and they were running away from Klal Yisrael, and Givon was running away from Klal Yisrael, Heim B'moreid Be'ischorin V'Hashem, Hishlich Aleim Avanim Gedolos, Hashem threw upon them large stones. Which large stones were they? Those were the large stones that were suspended in air from the time of whom? From the time of Moshe. Not that they were suspended Mamish in Mitzrayim, but they could be, and then they shifted them kind of, and those stones landed based on the merits of Yoshua, causing the people of Givon to be tremendously suffered. Okay. Now the Gemara concludes with other stories. Another story of the stone that Og wanted to throw on Klal Yisrael. Another interesting story. Okay, the Gemara says, Evan Shabikash Og Melech HaBashim Lizrok HaYisrael. Says the Gemara, Gmiri Gmirila. We learned this in Teresh Shmal Peh. Amr Og says to himself, Machad Yisrael Kamave. How large is the camp of Klal Yisrael? So Tilsa Parse. It's three parsegs, which is 3 by 3, which is a tremendous amount. Because how many mil is in a parsa?
Four.
So it's 12 mil, which is the amount of time it will take you to walk 72 minutes. So time, right? So Bulka's looking it up on his handy dandy situation over there. He'll get back to us as we go. Ozel, he goes the Akir Tura Bartilsa Parsi Vishna Aleu Vektalinu. So he says, I'll pick up a mountain that's that large. I'll throw it on them and I'll kill them all in one shot.
2.27 miles.
So 2.27 miles of parsa. This is about 9 by 9 miles was the amount of Klal Yisrael. Okay, nine. So he's picking up a mountain. That's 9 by 9 miles. Now, he would win the strongest man competition. Right? Pretty strong guy. So, Azul Akertura, he goes and he lifts a mountain, Bartilsa Parsi. That's this 3 parses long. V'aisi Al-Resha, he picks it up and it's over his head. Classic move. It's like in every cartoon, right? V'aisi Kuchabrichu Allah Kamti V'Nakuva. Comes the Kaddish Baruch Hu on this mountain and he puts little nemalim, little weasels. They enter a hole in the mountain, which goes over Og's head. Okay? And then the mountain goes over his neck. Classic. So Havi Boy Limishlafa. He wants to now remove this mountain from his neck, because right, the hole came under his head. It was on him. So now he wants to lift it up that he could, that the mountain should be removed from him. But he can't. Why? Because Mashche Shina Lehai Gisa. His teeth became so big it went over the mountain. So now he couldn't lift the mountain over his teeth to remove it. He couldn't remove it. I had to deceive him. That's what it says in Tehillim. Perikin lepazakas. Shine Rishoyim. The teeth of Rishoyim. Shibart. I've broken. Rishim and Lakish. Don't Rishim and Lakish. My deceive. Shine Rishoyim. Shibart. What does it mean? Shine Rishoyim. Shibart. Al Tikre. Shibart. That I've broken them. Ella rather. Shirabifta. That I've extended them. So he's extended the teeth of Og. So Moshe Kamahava, how big was Moshe? Eser Amos. So how big is Eser Amos? It's about 15 or 20 feet. I believe it's 22 feet. Okay? Because I think it's 2.2 feet per Amma, I think. But whatever. We'll see. Whatever it is. He's a pretty big guy. He would have been the best player in the NBA because he could have dunked.
No,
you know,
he wouldn't have been able to.
It would have been harder for him to dunk. Right, Taka?
17.95 inches.
So you're correct. So 1.5. So 10. So it's
around 18 inches, which is
about 15 feet. About 15 feet. So Shakul Nagar Bar Eser Amin, he took an axe that was 10 amos big, Shavar Eser Amin, and he jumped on top of it 10 amos, Umechaya Bekar Salut, and he hit him on the ankles, Vikatle, and Og was killed. How did Og die? Not because of the hit, because Og fell. And when somebody so large falls, wow, you know what happens. You don't want to be there when he falls. So Og died, and therefore, with the mountain on his head. So wherever around that place where Og's mountain fell, you have to make a bracha. Okay, boys, have a wonderful, wonderful day. We'll continue with this tomorrow at Mirtz Hashem.